AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Attacks again ratcheting up in the Middle East. An Israeli strike overnight killed Iran's intelligence minister, Ismail Khatib. Meanwhile, John Gambrell reports.
Russia and Iran say that the projectiles hit the complex home to Iran's only nuclear power reactor in Bushehr, which is on the Persian Gulf coast in southern Iran. The Russians say there was no damage done to the reactor and that no radiological material was released.
In Washington, International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi on what Iran has told the agency.
It might have hit a small building that contains a laboratory and something. So nothing that affects the plant. The plant has not, or the reactors have not been affected, and there are no casualties.
Iran responded with multiple attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors and Israel. Sam Mednick reports from a site in northern Israel where a bomb squad was dealing with unexploded ordnance.
Right now, hear that? That was quite strong. That was the second one. The first one wasn't as strong. You can hear that again. Now, we know that this is a cluster munition, according to police, that came in from Hezbollah overnight Tuesday and into Wednesday. This from Hezbollah also came on the same night that Iran was launching a volley of missiles over central Israel that ended up killing at least two people and injuring many more.
And in Beirut, Malik Harb reports Israeli strikes hit Lebanon overnight.
Several hitting areas in central Beirut and its southern suburbs, where Lebanon's health ministry said 10 people were killed. Meanwhile, the Israeli military called on residents of the coastal city of Tzir to evacuate, adding hundreds of more families on top of the over 1 million people who had to flee their homes.
Oil prices spiked again, Brent crude settling above $107 per barrel. AAA puts the national average for a gallon of gas at $3.84, up 5 cents from yesterday. This is AP News. The Federal Reserve is leaving its benchmark interest rate unchanged again. Chair Jerome Powell.
The implications of events in the Middle East for the U.S. economy are uncertain. In the near term, higher energy prices will push up overall inflation, but it is too soon to know the scope and duration of the potential effects on the economy.
The Fed is projecting it will make at least one rate cut this year.
The forecast is that we will be making progress on inflation. Not as much as we had hoped, but some progress on inflation. It should come as we start to see in the middle of the year progress on tariffs, going through once and then tariff inflation coming down. We should be seeing that. And, you know, the rate forecast is conditional on the performance of the economy. So if we don't see that progress, then you won't see the rate cut.
Powell also saying he has no intention of leaving the Fed until the Justice Department investigation of its building renovations done. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.